Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The man is back, Chris Epting, who gave us the book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines that Helped Define the 70s. Good morning, Chris.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, I know we're going to talk ELO. Let me answer this question first off. Did you ever get a chance to see them at the time?
I did. I saw them back when they first kind of launched the ship, as it were.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty dazzling. I mean, that was a time where, I know you remember, where production values were really going up. But they set a really high bar. I mean, they were a game changer, I think, in terms of live performance.
And people complained because they found out after the tour that they were using tape. Right? Yeah. Did you notice there wasn't an orchestra on stage?
Yeah, right. but to me, it's funny. That never bothered me because it was almost like a Broadway show. I mean, the production was just, you know, you had to assume there were things like that going on. But the show, that's why I have to tell you, I think it's so cool. There's been this sort of weird resurgence with them in the last year or two where they're, you know, they kind of came back out of nowhere and just once again reestablished themselves as one of the premier live performing acts. And I think it's really cool. I always kind of wondered why it didn't go on, but I was really glad that it came back.
Well, and you know, and speaking of orchestras, this is the one song that didn't have strings behind it. We're talking about "Don't Bring Me Down."
It doesn't have strings, like you said, the first one. You know, Jeff Lynne puts it together by himself originally with some tape loops and a drum machine. He builds the tune on the album version. There's a count in. He does kind of as a joke because there's no band there; it's just him. And then he brings it to the band, and they begin developing it. And the really kind of fun part of it is, you know that word that he sings after the song's title?
That everybody thinks is Bruce?
Everyone, the crowds will scream Bruce.
Right, but that's not it.
It was a little kind of nonsense word he just put in there, Groose, G-R-O-O-S-E, just as a placeholder to fill it in later. And he's playing it for the engineer, who's German. The guy's name was Reinhold Mack. He hears the demo, and he says to Lynn, hey, how did you know that the word Groose means greetings in German? And he didn't know that, but he said, hey, that's kind of a funny coincidence. I'll leave it in. That's just what it'll be. And so that's what was really in there, which is kind of a goof that turned out being something real. And like you say, fans thought it was Bruce, and so occasionally in concert, Lynn will sing Bruce as sort of a joke.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the song, I don't know if you know, it was actually played to astronauts on the Space Shuttle Columbia as their wake-up call, July 6, 1996. They were in flight longer than expected. There was bad weather down here on Earth, and the record company thought, hey, what a cool idea to kind of make that happen. So Don't Bring Me Down was used like that thematically. And originally, the company, record company, tried to tie it in with the Skylab space station. Remember back in 1979?
Oh, sure, yeah, but it was coming down on its own.
It was coming down, but the song Don't Bring Me Down has it's just a great backstory to it. But yeah, that line, Bruce, or Groose, whatever you want to call it, now we kind of know there's a little bit of story behind that.
Well, the song is Don't Bring Me Down, and we're going to bring it on. Here he is, Chris Epting, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.